All I want is a beautiful, quiet, gentle life. I would like to spend the rest of my days living someplace so silent that I could hear myself living, moving throughout my day so intentionally that I fully live each minute, working so slowly that work becomes a relaxing meditation. In this modern world of faster is better, the slow living lifestyle is counterintuitive. Slowing down and savoring the moment is not exactly praised. In fact, doing less is often discouraged, even frowned upon. As the age of speed continues to race quicker with each passing year, nothing could be more inviting than slowing down. I haven't always been a member of the Slow Living Club. In fact, I used to pride myself on how busy I was. Even when my family and my own schedule were completely packed, I would squeeze in more activities. I was so busy that I had a family calendar that was color-coded and in 15-minute blocks. Unfortunately, during my overscheduling chaotic years, I missed out on so much time with my children. It wasn't until my children, one by one, began to fly the nest that I began to value savoring the little moments. As I began to slow down, my life started to become simpler. The less I did, the less overwhelmed I was, and the happier I became. Now, I value the art of slow living, always finding ways to simplify, slow down, and enjoy life. Enjoy the little things in life, because one day you'll look back and realize they were the big things. When I look back at my life, I can recall big milestones, graduations, marriage, births, deaths. But the big events are only bookends in life. It's the little things that make up life as a whole. The small things that bring joy. My daughter's laugh, a view from the mountaintop, the smell of freshly baked bread, or playing a game of cards with my husband. Life is an accumulation of tiny moments, each weaving color into the tapestry of our story. To appreciate the tiny nuances, I must slow down and acknowledge them. When rushing through life, I miss all of the little things that make life worth living. Busy is not better, it's just busier. Within the chaos of the overscheduled frantic world, I choose peace. The common reason to say no is that we are too busy. We simply can't do it. I don't say no because I'm too busy. I say no because I don't want to be busy. Peace among chaos is found in stillness, which can only be achieved when there is space to do less and to be more. Life became less busy when I stopped living by the checklist of other people's tasks. When it came down to it, I didn't like my day being dictated by others' to-do lists. I was exhausted and empty. It's not possible to give what you don't have. By honoring my authentic existence, I freed up time and energy to create the life I want. Making myself a priority fills my emotional bucket, allowing me to support others with an open heart. Slow living isn't about trying to achieve perfection. It's about intentionally enjoying the simple actions of life. I'm no stranger to getting caught in the pursuit of perfection. When my ego guides me, I tend to push too hard and then beat myself up if I don't achieve perfection. This unhealthy pattern is not very good for my mental health. Adopting the mentality of "this is good enough" is liberating, reminding me that I am enough, and therefore my actions are also good enough. Slowing down can feel elusive at times. As much as we want to slow down, we just don't know how to get off the hamster wheel. Tapping into activities that made me smile was like solving the puzzle of slow living. Engaging in hobbies that bring me joy, like painting, the world seems to slow down, the chattering mind quiets, and I'm truly present in the moment. Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better. What a glorious gift to be surrounded by nature's beauty, which has so many lessons to share about slow living. Nature is not on a timeline. It is never in a hurry, and nothing is forced, yet everything is completed. I try to emulate Mother Earth's patience and slow rhythm in daily life, trusting in the natural timeline that everything will get done, not giving in to the desire to force my agenda, but instead allowing life to unfold at its own pace. Embracing the fact that everything has a season and there is a flow to things brings me peace. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day, my friend.